Blog Talk Radio.
True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast now on the air. 6:30 Eastern Time. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, take number 31. And we're going to bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast, and we'll see which way we go after that. So we're going to bring our elder in. Yahuwah be with y'all. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seed Israel, with Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Elder Mr. Tibbs, we got a new starting time for the night only. We'll be back on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. But be 6:30 tonight, and we'll get back on a regular time tomorrow, then like the 7:30 on Friday. So whatever you want to tell this national audience, take your time there, Elder Mr. Tibbs, and spread some books out. We're going to pass, we're going to throw a few verses down on the table.
Wait,
look as we speak. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, Israel. And I do thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Because, as I said, it's always a great pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners. And that's a good thing. Because everybody came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. Some listening never understand, but we do make this a misunderstanding very possible, because it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 35, it says, be willing to hear every Yahuwah discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. This is what we try to prevent. We not only read the scriptures, we do break it down, and we do give a precept on that verse to help the listening members understand. Because the Bible is not a novel, neither is it a comic book. It is a book of righteous understanding. It's used for reproof, correction, and righteousness. And that's what it says in the Bible. We learn to give praise to Yahuwah and be humble and giving praise on the Sabbath days. And this is what we generally do when we're taught to walk on a narrow path, we follow that rule. And that's told us in Matthew chapter 7, verses number 14. And 14 says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Well, the few that follow the righteous ways that are taught, they do find it. And you have a lot of people out there that want to be shown the way to go. A student can't tell a teacher which way to go because they would be all over the place. You have to remember, a teacher can't learn from his student because he's always given wise counsel. But now, having wise counsel, he gains even more knowledge by teaching. And the students that pays attention to that, they can possibly learn to give wise counsel themselves one day. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, as I mentioned earlier, we're given that knowledge beyond others to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil or confused teachings and using an overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us that know. And I actually had experienced that again this week and showed one of our members how this is done with one of the deceptive preachers that teach their way and not the Bible way. This brings into the things that Yahuwah hates, and I'm pretty sure you'd like to know what Yahuwah hates. That's found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, reading verses 16 to 19. 16 says, "These six things doeth the Yahuwah hate, yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart that devilish wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift and running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that discourse among his brothers." You know, that's a bad thing. When you tell lies between your brothers and sisters and have them to think this is correct. In Matthew chapter 24, it tells you, when we read verses 4 and 5, 4 says, "And Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahuwah the Son, and shall deceive many." We've even seen that done. We've had people come by and say, "Oh, I'm Yahuwah the Son himself. I'm the second coming, and I'm dressed for the part." Yeah, I've seen that. I couldn't believe it. Oh, no, but he was not Yahuwah the Son. He didn't make miracles. He made physical destructions. This is why we're here to help thank you and guide you and help guide you to our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have knowledge. And this is the information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you normally from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Except today, we opened at 6:30. And the days we're open at that normal time is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. That current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath, we have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search engine and at tribeyada.com. And after you click under, just under the big iron, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, you'll still see the choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those Bible scriptures which are read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And once again, we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available during our broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. You can either use tribeyada@gmail.com or yadaisrael@gmail.com. These will be for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsel or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with the Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message in the scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in calling that number, do not call trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. You can also order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD by calling that same number. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer before broadcast or afterwards by either email, phone, or text before broadcast. As you might imagine, the reason for saying this, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch that entire show today at 10:30 p.m. That would be today only. Now, to do that, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. At that point, just choose the program you were late logging into, or from the list, just pick any particular day that you would like to listen. Now doing our normal broadcast. For your information, we will always be simultaneously transmitting on Pell Talk, being listed under ethnic group African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and you will find the room will hold 50 or more participants. This is where Yahuwah's Word will be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on the table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with the seer Israel riding a shotgun. And no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if broad talk ends before teaching time, for your convenience, we will continue teaching on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But as a reminder, when we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear those righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can start to listen to those words, we will turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Elder, hallelujah. And what can I say? All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. So we gonna see me throw some things around, Elder. We see a young lion came to the stage, and Mother E. Israel came to the stage, and you yourself ride shotgun after you kind of put the eyeball on Rovers over there, tell Rovers back up a little bit. Everything gonna fall off and be all right. We'll see what we can get going on and start. Remember, the broadcast tonight started at 6:30, but that's just only for tonight. Back again at 6 p.m. All right, see if we get something going on. And a lot of memos, calls coming in, a lot of things jumping off. So let's see what we can get going on. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Young Lion, Tribe of Yahweh Judah, up and coming teacher out of Cal 1. Oh, see, it can hit on every side. But we're going to do our part to hold on and glass out. So, Yahweh be there, see you, right?
Yahweh bless you there, said Israel. Oh, see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Young Lion, well, see it getting hit on every point right now. We don't know. They're getting hit on every point. Got a lot of memos on the table, too. So, stand by. Hey, so let's seek in Mother E. Israel, Tribe of Yahweh Judah, C. Roy. Let's see his Mother E. ready to come on stage and do her part in Del Sayers Yahweh. Hey, Mother E., Tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh be you, C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother. One thing about it. You know, the old saying, Mother, it says, Mama said, there'll be days like this. That's a song. That's an old song. There'll be days like this.
Hallelujah.
Always one thing. That's why we got to be focus in on our own. All Yahweh is forcing us to do is step up to the plate and get our own everything, because that's the way it's supposed to be anyway. Mm-hmm. I understand that politics supposed to be that way anyway. So, Young Lion, we're going to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and we're going to see if we get something going on. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse number 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
That's right, Young Lion. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. So, we know you got a pretty good copy on me there, Young Lion. So, you know, it's a statement written in St. John 11:48. Can you help those see out? What do it say is in 11:48 of St. John?
Okay. Going over to the book of St. John. We're going to chapter 11, and we'll pick it up at verse number 48. The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 48 reads, "If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in the wisdom of Solomon, we see that 2:1 again. With Messiah 2:1, we're going to precept a little bit of that.
Okay. 2:1. We're going to the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. The Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, "For the unyahwali said, reasoning with themselves, but not aright. Our life is short and tedious, and in the death of a man there is no remedy. Neither was there any man known to have returned from the grave."
Can you read that again, young lion? Say it again. Read that again, young lion, because you, I mean, just half of it. I won't deal with the first half of that conversation. Repeat that again, there, young man. Give me just half of that conversation right there. What is that again?
Mm-hmm. "For the unyahwali said, reasoning with themselves, but not aright."
The unyahwali said that they reason among themselves, and what you say again, there, young man?
He says, "For the unyahwali said, reasoning with themselves, but not aright."
I didn't hear all that, young man. Say it again. I didn't hear all that good stuff you said.
Okay, I'm going to read it again. The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, "For the unyahwali said, reasoning with themselves, but not aright. Our life is short and tedious."
Mm-hmm. So the unyahwali said that there was reason among themselves. And we read earlier, if we leave them alone, the Romans come and take our place. So we read that earlier, that if we leave them alone, then we're going to lose our seat and authority. So we're going to have to do something to keep a certain congregation. Matter of fact, give me a precept on that. Give me the regular book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 8. And read a little bit. Give me that regular book. So let's see if we tie that in a little bit there, young line. We're going to the regular book of Esther, chapter 3, Esther 7, verse 8.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Esther. We're going to read chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at number 8. The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse number 8 reads, "And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and disperse among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's law. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them."
What else you say?
Verse 9. "If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasures."
So it's a people that's not fit to live. And if I have any way possible to deal on them, I will. So this is what I propose because these people, hey, Mother E, these people is written over there in Nehemiah 2, verse 10. Can you help those see out there, Mother E? Mother E, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, Can you throw see out what's going on in Nehemiah 2, verse 10?
Okay. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 10 reads, when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobias, the servant, the Amorite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people's organization is very grieved because it's a ministry is seeking the welfare of the children of Israel. I mean, this Six Anointed Council, Voice Number Two Israelite, we got our eyes on the prize on trying to wake up the children of Israel. Y'all had a big dignitary played me a tape and played me they called it a tape and left it on the voicemail. So if they found out something that they found out and they can't deny it and they discussing it, and it's just a load on them. And maybe I'll play a little bit of what they said about this malicious people, that they use a name that no other people use, but they don't find some information, and they shared it with the bosses over to us. Like, let's see if we hear some of this information they left.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if we share a little bit of this information they left, what they said pertained to something. We all are here together. See what it says.
It's difficult in this study because I want people to understand. So in Joel chapter 2, and we go to verse 32, we read, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. From Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be escape, as Yahuwah has said, and amongst the survivors whom Yahuwah calls. We all know this passage, except we've probably heard it with the Lord. All who call upon the Lord shall be saved. However, that's not what the passage states. It states all who call upon Yahuwah shall be saved. And again, this is so important for us to understand because we are living in the last days, and this revelation of the Creator's name is going forth. What used to be held for just studies amongst rabbis and learned theologians and various teachers and doctors is now being proclaimed even to lay people. And this is critical, because Yahuwah is expanding the awareness of his great and awesome memorial name. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, we read, then shall those who fear YHWH, Yahuwah, shall speak to one another, and Yahuwah will listen in here, and a book of remembrance be written before him of those who fear Yahuwah.
You hear that damn line?
Hallelujah. Why?
They talking some YHWH, some Yahweh. So they saying that they have to come grips that his name is YHWH. Got plenty more on there, but let's get your idea that because we is the only one that basically out front with the name, we got a Six Anointed Camp, got a good track record already. But they come behind it because they got no choice. Because all them other names, sooner or later, they'll have to drop it anywhere it goes. So they played that message, let me know. We know that the name that we use is not correct. They know that it ain't nothing in Lord God Jesus Christ, ain't nothing in that. Now, they saying it. So now who you going to believe? You know, you don't want to believe us. They say ain't nothing in other names, just a waste of time. So when you hear somebody hollering all them other names, it's a waste of time. So now you're hearing out of
descendants of Esau's mouth. That's his only name. It's the four letters, YHWH. So, what can we change? So, but we want to get on something. It's clearly more to say pertain to that, but we just going to let that's enough play for right now. We'll play a little bit every day because it's amazing how they, remember we read a statement in the online, we read a statement over here in the book of Acts. This is what we read in the book of Acts. It was something written in the book of Acts, young line. And this is what they said. They said something that we can read, young line. They said something that we can read. And what is it? If you can help me out. They made a profound statement on something when the big dignitaries get together. They said something in the book of Acts.
Was it Acts 15, chapter 4?
I want the part where they say that is a, and we can't deny it. So that's the point I want. I want the part where it says, it's, and we can't deny it. Can you help those see out with that much there, young know line?
Yes, says, in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 16. Verse 16 reads, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Yadad Judah. And we cannot deny it.
You see that? So they can't deny that when we talk to YHWH and break down all these dark sands, they can't deny it, mother. So they gonna have to try something else, mother.
Right.
And then they gonna say, well, let's be tough stuff. 17, what it say in verse 17?
17 reads, Acts chapter 4, verse 17. But that it spread not further among the people, let us strictly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name.
You see that? They said, because he didn't know. They clear if this name keep on circulating, mother, and that name is going to bring out some things. In fact, let me play a little bit more of this Alpha Machine message, because there's just so much in it. It's amazing. You know how they sit around table. They can't deny it. So let me play a little bit more of the conversation. They can't deny his name is the four letters. YHW. They can't get around it. So we are pounding that name, and now we put an action to this name by what we're doing. So they can't deny it, mother. Let's hear a little bit more, mother. Let's hear a little bit more of what they're saying about this name.
To think upon his name. Wouldn't you want to be in this book of remembrance? This is the book of life, after all. And if you believe in the Messiah, the one that I said is, his name is Yahushua. He taught us how to pray. And you probably remember this. In your King James Version, it says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In the Hebrew, however, it is, Abinu Shabbat Shemayim Yikadesh Shivka, which means, Our Abba, our Father who is in the Shemayim, the heavens, Hodesh, or set apart and sanctified is your name. The Messiah said he did all of his works in his Father's name. He healed the blind in the Father's name. He did all these things. And we read in the book of Revelation that the 144,000 in the book of Revelation that are sealed, what are they sealed with? The Father's name in their foreheads. This is a very brief explanation, and I hope that this explanation helps you, and maybe it helps your family, maybe it helps your friends.
So, we know they got a lot wrong, but they at least they understand one thing. Ain't no way of getting around it. So It ain't but one name. It's plenty more juice left on that thing, but we just get your idea that you know that you got a round table meeting, and they can't deny the name is some four letters. But it's something the four letters have to offer us a mother. You know, he said something about the four letters, mother, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. Can you help us figure out what he says? We'll make it Exodus 3:13, then go to 9:16. We'll go back to back, and young line, I'll meet you over in the book of Isaiah 52, verse 6, and Malachi 3:16-18. But give me Joel 2:32 first, then give me Malachi. So, mother.
Okay.
Important on this Exodus 3:13, then Exodus 9:16. Back to back. Come on, mother. You on the clock. Come on.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 16, read.
13. Make it 13.
Exodus 3, verse 13. I got it. Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. And Moses said unto Yahweh, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the Yahweh of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?
That's big business. That's big business. See, if somebody leave you a message, and you gonna say, whoa. What they look like and what their name, they got a message from me. See, that's very important. You know, we hear in most churches that the names don't make no difference, but not according to what we hearing here. We said, Moses said to Yahweh, to the maker, what, you know, when I put before the children of Israel, they don't ask me a question. What is your name? See, it's very important to have a name, mother. I mean, when the mailman, if he ain't got a name, won't nobody get their mail. You got to have a name. So a name is very important. And what he said about that name, mother, that we can read in 9:16. What he said about that name in Exodus chapter 9, verse 16.
Look at Exodus chapter 9, verse 15. And now I will stretch out my hand that I may smite thee, and thy people will pest them, and thus shall be cut off from the earth.
Verse 16.
And in very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, but to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
So what do the Almighty want Moses to do? He said, this is the reason that I got to stand up like a toy soldier, Moses, at 80 years old. Because I want, what do Yahweh say he wants, our mother? According to Exodus 9:16, what did Almighty say he wants?
He wants his name to be declared throughout all the earth.
That's what he wants, mother. That's what he wants. So that's what he wants. See, the man with all his power, that's what he wants, mother. He wants his name throughout all the earth. And only one that's got the name is the bosses of the two Israelites. But we see now that round table meeting saying we can't deny it. So that name is just the name. We can't get around it. And they always going to play where they even tell you about the name they invented. But it don't take the place of the four letters. So we're going to hear a little bit later on a little bit more. But, mother, it's very important for us to continue to
to give them the name of the four letters YHWH, and don't compromise on it, because the other nation getting very nervous because we saying a whole lot of things. So now Isaiah picked up on that verse of Brother Micaiah. Isaiah looked way back there, and he read some excerpts himself. So now, what he says in Isaiah 52, verse 8 there, young lion, what did he say that we can read?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse number 8. Verse number 8 reads. You want verse number 6?
Yeah, 6.
Verse 6 reads. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that do speak. Behold, it...
He says, this is a must, Isaiah, the peoples of the book. He said, you must know his name. This is in 700 B.C. At this time, there wasn't no vowel points or none of that, and later on, we understand it. He said... He said, Isaiah, you the man of the hour, 700 B.C. I must have my people to call on my name. What do you say? Now, Joel came a little bit later after that, young lion. What did Joel say in 2:32? Now, Joel, he read the book of Isaiah and went on back down to Exodus 2. Now, what's the conclusion that Joel come up with in 2:32 there, young lion?
The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 32. 32 reads, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Yadah-Judah, and in Yadah-Judah shall be delivered, as Yahweh hath said, and the remnant whom Yahweh shall call.
Mm-hmm. So he said, whosoever, but this whosoever, it got to be pertained to what Isaiah said. And come back to that whosoever, come right back to that Isaiah 52, verse 6. So that whosoever, it got to be according to Isaiah 52, verse 6. But whosoever... It got to be tied into Isaiah 52, verse 6 there, young lion. What it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse number 6, verse 6 reads, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that do speak. Behold, it is I.
Mm-hmm. So he said, whosoever is his people's. Now, where is his people that we can read there, young lion? Let's see if we find where his people's at according to 11:52 of St. John. Where is his people's at that we can read? We're going to St. John 11, verse 52 to find out where is the almighty people's at and who only fits this right here that we're getting ready to read in 11:52 of St. John.
The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse number 52 reads, and not far that nation on, but that also he should gather together in one the children of Yahweh that were scattered abroad.
Yeah. So now we know that all the one that's had in out of the land of Israel, they migrated there. They came, he said, his people is scattered abroad. So we know one thing, it ain't no gathering in 1948. His people is still scattered abroad. So we clear that some of the people that scattered abroad, that nothing happened for them in 1948 because his people is scattered abroad. See? So now that let you know some things. But we want to come back with some prophecy on something
there, and I want to know, after we read a little bit this young line, we're going to find out something along a way to find out something. What is this talking about in Genesis 15, verse 13? I'll tell you what, before you read that, give me that, give me Malachi 3, 16 to 18. Malachi 3, 16 through 18. And this is where we come, hey, Mother E, this is where we come in at right here, Mother. We have to tell them, you know, that something about what Malachi, the seer, picked up on Joel, he picked up on Isaiah, he picked up on Moses. So now, Malachi, he had something to say after he had read everybody's book. He had something to say. What he had to say in 3:16 down to verse 18. What did he say there, young line?
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, one verse. You want 16 down to 18?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 16 down to verse number 18. 16 read. Then they that feared the Yahuwah spake often one to another, and the Yahuwah hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Yahuwah and that
thought
upon his
name. Hold that point, young line. Hold that point, young line. Hold that point, young line. He said, now this is, he said, a book was remembered on the one that fears from Yahuwah, Mother E. Now, Mother E, in 111, verse 10, can you give me the definition of Yahuwah's fear? We want to know the definition. He said, a one that, not you over in the corner somewhere trembling, you know, and kicking. He's not talking about that kind of fear. I'm in the corner trembling. On the wrong day, calling the wrong name. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the ones that fear him most. In 111 verse 10, can you let those see out, how do you fear Yahuwah? Because you might run in some conversations, Mother, and they might tell you, man, well, I fear. I fear him. Yeah. Well, if you fear him, then I mean when I read 111 verse 10 to you, you hook, line, and sinker on 111 verse 10. What did it say that, Mother E?
The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. The fear of the Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments, his praises, and do it forever.
Now, Mom, you can fear Yahuwah all you want him, but the only way you're going to get a good understanding, according to 111 verse 10, what must you do, Mother? According to 111 verse 10.
A good understanding of the commandment.
Hallelujah.
So the only way they're going to have a good understanding, they got to keep what, Mother? According to 111 verse 10.
They got to keep the commandments, the first five books of Moses.
That's it, Mother. So they can say they fear him, or I love him, and I fear him, but that's not going to hold up, Mother. You got to tell them frankly, that's not going to hold up, my son, my daughters, my grandbabies. That's not going to hold up. Ain't nothing going to hold up unless you do what again, Mother?
Keep the commandments. That's it, Moses.
If they ain't gonna keep the commandments of Yahuwah's first five books, they can fear, they can tremble in the corner, and eat hog and do all they want to do, but don't mean nothing. Because you got to do all the ways this man. To fear him, you're going to keep the commandments. That's what he's saying, Mother. It ain't no way of getting around. So there go your fear right there, keeping the command. Now come on back there, young line.
Okay. We're coming back over to the book of Malachi. We're reading chapter 3, and we're picking up at verse number 17. Verse 17 reads, and they shall be mine, says saith Yahweh of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. Verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served Yahweh and him that served him not.
You see that? So you say, then you're going to return. See, you're not serving Yahweh. You got to look them eyeball to eyeball and say, Grandma, you're not serving Yahweh unless you're keeping the commandments. As simple as that. All the big dignitaries of all the nations, they have a round table discussion. They saying that their name, YHWH, is spreading. When that young man released that name to the basketball player, they know that's a sign of the end. Because when that name hit the table, much is given, much is required. That's the real deal name. Four letters, YHW. That's the real deal name. A Mother E in 15 verse 10 of St. John. Can you help those see out there, Mother? In St. John 15 verse 10. What can we read, a Mother E, in 15 verse 10 of St. John?
Okay. The book of St. John.
Yeah. 15 verse 10 and 11. What can we read out of that, Mother?
St. John chapter 15 verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. So your joy, Mother, is not going to be filled unless you do what? According to verse 10.
Unless you keep the commandment.
That's it, Mother. That's it. See, Mother, that's it. See, it's no need of trying to get around with it and say that it's another way. If they don't do it the way the man is telling you to do it, to get the joy and stop putting this thing off before it's too late. If you ain't got nothing coming. So now, that's pretty good. So now let's look at a prophecy that, see, one thing about Yahweh, their young line, in Isaiah 46, can you read me verse 9 and 10? I just want to get warmed up in Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10 for a minute. Take a look at what it says in Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10.
All right, we're going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 9 and verse number 10. Verse 9 reads, remember the former things of old, and there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. He says, he called the end from the beginning. He said, my counsel is just going to stand. So what we have covered so far, we got to look at his counsel. His counsel is going to stand whether we want to come up another way, we're going to lose. Now, in Genesis chapter 15, there, young line, what can we read out of verse 13 down to verse 15? Let's see a prophecy that was told to a certain person. We're getting ready to read, and we all going to read together. A prophecy was told to this certain big dignitary, and we're going to read together, and we'll find out who he is all together. And Genesis 15, verse 13 down to verse 15. What said that, young lion?
Okay. We're going over to the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13 down to verse number 15. Verse 13 reads, and there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Shemite, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, and Amorite, brother of Issachar, and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. Verse 14. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained
servant. Well, hold on, young man. Mother Z just really, she had to big time. She said, hold on, slow that young lion down and look at that
beautiful chapter.
All right, that Mother Z, we're going to slow him down. We're going to get him back. Mother Z said, I got my eye on that young lion, but slow him down and look at that real carefully, 15, 13, or 15.
All right. Going back to the book of Genesis, reading chapter 15, verse 13 down to 15. Verse 13 reads, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that your seed should be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Verse 15. And you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age.
Mm-hmm. 16.
But in the fourth generation, they shall come here again, for the sin of the Amorites is not yet full.
Mm-hmm. The Amorites is one of the sons of Canaan. You know, Canaan is one of the Amorites. So that whole land, so you can use Canaan or Amorites, all of them. He said, they sin ain't hit the full cup of glass to run over yet. So I'm going to let them run, Paul. I'm going to let them run in their wickedness 400 years and four generations. So a generation is called 100 years. He said, Abraham, know for surety your seed, your bloodline going to be in a land that's not theirs. And they're going to get afflicted. For how many years, if they say they're going to get afflicted, that young lion, how many years is Abraham's seed is going to get afflicted?
For 400 years.
400 years. All right. So we're going to precept that, young lion. We're going to find out where this affliction at, because, the world is out of order because the voices of the true Israelite got to tell a story, but you only can tell the story by precepting. See, they go down and get this 400 years, and then they're tied into 16, 19. But that's not correct, because you got to precept your Bible to understand what these 400 years talking about. It sounds good according to the majority and the half-learned Israelite camps. But we're going to precept this to the book of Acts, chapter 7, and pick up verse 6, and we'll read down until we get our point. Let's find out a little bit more about what we read coming out of Genesis 15, 13 to 15. Remember, if you precept your Bible, you get the answer. If you let man get out in front of you with no book open, you're going to be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to precept that to Acts chapter 7 and pick up verse 6, and we'll read a little bit and see can we tie in. Because right now the world thinking that their time is up. Now it's time for we to go, but they don't even know where they go, and they divide it. They don't know where they're going anyway. They think they're going back to the coast of, but that's out of order too. We ain't gonna get off in that. We're just gonna put it to Acts chapter 6, and we'll read down until we find out what is they talking about on the right side of the book. We'll let the Bible tell us there. Listen, hey, Mother Z, listen to this real good, Mother Z, come on.
The book of Acts, pick it up at verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, and Yahweh spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into a bond age and entreat them evil 400 years. Verse 7. And that in the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, saith Yahweh. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. Verse 8. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob. And Jacob and Israel begat the 12 patriarchs. Verse 9. And patriarch moved with envy. So Joseph into Egypt. But Yahweh was with him. Verse 10. And delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now there came a dark over all the land of Egypt and Canaan in great affliction, and our fathers found no substance. Verse 12. But when Israel heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first.
Verse 10. Good. Now, young line, with Mother Z and Mother E riding shotgun behind this, what is this 400 years talking about, according to when you precept your Bible? Help the mass audience. Over 700,000 plus on the international side, understand about the 400 years when you precept your Bible. What is it talking about there, young line? Remember, make sure you very careful because Mother Z and Mother Z is living real.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Well, this 400 years is talking about when we was in bondage in the land of Egypt for 400 years. When our fathers went over there, when Israel went over there, and then we ended up getting enslaved by the Egyptians and being afflicted.
Excellent. Now what this got to do with America?
Nothing.
You see that? Do you see all these big dignitaries and talk about the 1619, and now it done passed 2019. And them 400 years up. See, you see what they do? So you see what they do?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't got nothing to do with American Babylon. Nothing. This is talking about then you come back and the extra chapter 12, young line, and look what it says in verse 40 and 41.
Okay. I'm going over to chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. We're going to pick it up in the verse 40. And verse, you say the Acts chapter 12?
Make it Exodus chapter 40. Chapter 12, verse 40 and 41. Exodus 12, verse 40 and 41. And you get the typo that's a little typo. We'll see. Well, we catch the typo. Now, we found out in the 15th chapter in Acts, make it plain there, Mother, how long were the children of Israel going to be into this situation? How long, Mother?
400 years. Come on. Oh.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
400 years. Excellent. Now, when we go to Exodus chapter 12, with that understanding, we on precept our Bible. So we clear what we hearing. Let's see what we can hear out of Exodus 12, verse 40 and 41.
Okay. We're going up to the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 40, 41. Verse 40 reads, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. Verse 41. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even at the self same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahuwah went out of out from the land of Egypt.
So there is a there. So we know either there's a little 30 on that can be a typo, or a lot of people explain a 30, but we know the prophecy said there'll be a 50 for 400 years. So we hear
right.
a lot of attempts might say, well, the 30 years was based upon that's the good times of Joseph from 80 to 110. So, well, you know, you can have that, but I'm just going to go with the prophecy of 400 years.
That's
so,
right.
It could have been 30 years a good time, or that what you want to say. But we know one thing, it was told to Abraham, told to the ones that's after Abraham on the right side of the book, the affliction is going to be for 400 years. And after that, they're coming up out of there. So that means Yahuwah knows exactly by when we read earlier, he called it in from the beginning. So that means he knows exactly what's going on, y'all. See, remember, this Bible is the greatest piece of literature it is. It's better than the 10 o'clock news.
Hallelujah.
But we got to know how to put it together, and we're going to get a case in point, mother. We'll just get a mother. We're going to get a case in point. Now, with that understanding, if we read one verse in Matthew's 24 verse 15, young lion have me Daniel chapter 8 verse 1. Wait a minute. Now watch this right here. See, that's why we must come, and that's why it's so important of what we did yesterday by being on the other broadcast rehearsing the righteous act. See, we got to rehearse some of this good stuff here. It's plenty of stuff to rehearse. We've got to rehearse some of the stuff, and that's another thing on the broadcast. We have to rehearse some of the righteous act that we heard. You know, not get off into our own bag. So y'all got to watch that carefully. Don't get off in your own thing. Rehearse some of the things that we have heard to see if we all tied to the hip with it. It's not getting out there to just do your thing. It ain't about our thing. You got to rehearse some things and see that we all got it down pat. So you have to monitor that part and make sure that what you bring into the table is not what you know, it's what we heard to tie in, is all of us in on this. That is the key. It ain't about just being long-winded and just throwing a bunch of scriptures out. It's about informing the 12. Is you up on what we heard in writing? That's what it's all about. That is the meaning of the mind on the other station. It's not about you take off on that and take off on that. You already know it already. We're trying to edify the peoples. Is we up on exactly like this right here, in 40 years. It's all of us got this down pat. Let's go over something we heard prior to coming on the Tuesday 8 o'clock show. See? You got that, young lion?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that's what the forum is about, is to bring things to edify the 12 to make sure we all prepared, because we will be on the clock, but we can't be on the clock if we setting up something like we at a regular teaching. No. It's about rehearsing and make sure we all down on what we have learned prior to Tuesday broadcast to add on to what we know. Got it?
Hallelujah.
Now, so when we go and read Matthew's 24:15, see, now this is a big verse. And see, this is why we have to make sure we rehearse some things to make sure we all understand this thing. What it says we can read in Matthew 24. Remember we read in the 46, 9 and 10, he called it in from the beginning. So the same one that called it in from the beginning, now watch what he says that mother getting ready to read. out of Matthew 24:15. What do you say there, Mother?
The book of Matthew 24:15. Mm. And you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the seer, standing in the righteous place. Whosoever read it, let him understand.
Now see, now that's big talk, Mother. Now see, Mother, the majority of the world teaches, when you see, this is their teach, Mother, when you see it, the Pope come into the land of Jerusalem and they build a temple, then he sit in the seat, look out. See, Mother, this is what they teach. But is that what the question Yahweh just saying? When you see, what is he saying? What is he saying? Let's go to the book of Jasher, young lion. Let's go and see what is he saying. See, this is why we watch the best of them. We try to help them. But the best of them, you got to understand that it is a ministry. So when that broadcast was created, you know, a long time ago, but see, now we got to be clear. Now, the reason why we on this 1 hour is to rehearse some things that we have heard. We just can't all of a sudden have some already sitting back there ready to just be long with it on something. No. Don't do that. Let's talk about what we heard prior and see if we all on one accord on what we heard that was tied in by our seer. Now let's see, you know, if that's the format we on. Because there was a statement written there, young line, in the book of Jasher, and we want to go and see, it was around the time when Abram taking his son on a trip with him. And can you help us see out where we want to go at? He was taking his son on a trip.
Okay.
Now, can you help us see out about him taking his son on a trip? And I hear you, Mother Z. I mean, this is what the point we try to bring to the table. See, it's not about that other broadcasts are just bumping the gums. It's rehearsing these sceneries through the precepts to make sure we're on point, because all this is going to come up. But if you're not down with it and you already got something made up, no. You want to know what was brought to the table to help us at the time appointed. Well, the time appointed is on the table. Remember, we read the round table discussion is already out there. We read that already. And they saying, we see what they're doing.
Now,
we got to figure out a way to do them some damage. See, that's the conversation we got to get on, y'all. Now, see, I'll tell you up front, not get off into your own thing and just see how many scriptures you can throw on the table. No.
Yeah, well.
Nope. Ain't about that. No. Nope. It's about making sure we all on one point, on one accord. Hey, read that, Mother. Hey, Mother. Mother, you read that. Give me 1 Corinthians. Give me 1:10. Help me out there. Hey, Mother. Help me out in 1 Corinthians 1:10. See, you got to understand something. It's not about throwing out a whole lot of scriptures. We already clear what you know. But how is that going to help the peoples unless you up on the order of things? See, we got to know what's going on, and Yahweh has revealed what's going on. And now we try to pass on for you to be well aware. So keep that in your mind on that hour of power. What do this got to do with anything we heard prior to the whole week? What does God do with anything? Is there anything tied into what we got to deal with right now that we don't heard? That's what we got to make sure we all on one accord on what we heard. Because remember, the census, you got to be 12 and 0. It got to be 12 and 0 on making a decision. It can't be 6 and 6. Nope. Got to be 12 and 0. So all 12 got to be up on this thing. What's the reading there, Mother? And that 1 verse 10.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Yahweh the Son, by the name of our Father, Yahweh the Son, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfect, joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
So what do Yahweh want, Mother? Can you help those say out? What do Yahweh want?
Want us to speak the same thing.
And be what kind of mind, Mother? And take your time, Mother. We got plenty of time. What kind of mind we got to have, Mother?
Want us to speak the same thing in the same mind.
Excellent, Mother. That's what we're talking about. And we got to make sure that our power has got us with that, not having a scripture contest. Not a scripture contest. Not a scripture contest. We got to make sure we all edified and all prepared, because the case in point is in the book of Jasper, and the young lion going to take a look at Jasper 23, and we're just going to see what's going on in Jasper 23. Listen to this, hey, Mother Z. Because see, one thing about Mother Z, we know you don't have no problem of getting in there when it don't line up. We gotta line up. See, remember, when we line up, Mother, that makes Yahweh start moving that head around a little bit. Say, wait a minute, do I hear some line up down there, some one mind, one accord? All after it had been passed to the seer and I'm passed now, is they on something down there? Yeah, they on something. Okay. Now, because we're going to show you some things in a minute. Now, in the book of Jasper, there, young lion, we want to take a look. We'll pick it around about verse 37. Let's get warm up at 37. We're going to verse 37. And listen to this real. Hey, Mother Z, listen real good in 37 on down. Listen to this. We're in Jasper 23, 37. We'll read down. And let's. We'll read down there and draw some good reading down in verse 47. What does it say?
Hallelujah. Well, the book of Jasper, chapter 23. Picking up at verse 37, we're going to read all the way down to verse 41. The book of Jasper, chapter
23. The 47. Taking down the 47. Yeah, taking down the verse 47 there, young man.
Yeah, I mean, 47. Okay. The book of Jasper, chapter 23. Picking up at verse 37 to 47, 37 reads. And Abraham said unto his son Isaac, I know this place in which there was no brook nor water. Now therefore it is this Satan who does all this to us, who draw us aside this day from the laws of Yahweh. Verse 38.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, y'all line. What Satan's job is to do? What Satan's job is to do again? Huh?
Satan's job is to draw you away from the laws of Yahuwah.
You see that? So now listen to me there, Moses. Whenever you're in a company of somebody and they try to draw you away from the laws of Yahuwah, then you know exactly who's standing before you. You know who Satan got into. See, you have to know these things. Satan's job is to draw you away from the laws of Yahuwah. Now, you know Moses is not nowhere, so how can Moses be the lawgiver? And they're talking about the laws right now. And Moses ain't nowhere around. Moses got a long time for he here. So Moses ain't no lawgiver. Everybody in the book from Adam had laws to do from the time of Adam all the way past him, even to our time. So ain't no laws done away with, period. You see that? So same job and the same thing he told Adam. He said, I'm going to get you in the 7th chapter, 1 through 11. I'm going to get you in every generation. I'm going to get your seed. I got to get you off that law. So the law was implemented way back in the garden. See? That's you not. So understand something. When you have to argue with anybody about keeping the law, Muckles, then you recognize the spirit that's on them. That's Satan on them. Because they're supposed to get happy with the time to do the law. And they got a problem with the law. Are you on kill the moment now? You talk about that old book and that law. See it? Then you know when I jumped up on him, Satan the devil. Then you got to call him where it is. And then you can, you know, help it in yourself. Read a little bit more.
The book of Jasher. Hey. Book of Jasher, chapter 23, picking up at verse 38. 38 read. And Abraham rebuked him and said unto him, the Yahuwah rebuke you, O Satan, be gone from us, for we go by the laws of Yahuwah.
I hate that sound. Hear that? Y'all hear that? This is all you guys say, and rebuke me, correct. Hey, Mother E, doesn't mean you want to correct me through the scripture. You recognize the spirit, and all you people say, I rebuke you. What you mean by you rebuke? I'm just trying to correct you. You out of order. Might be your sister. Might be your sister-in-law. Might be one of those grandbabies. You got to rebuke them. Because anytime they're going to try to get you off the law, then you know what spirit will jump into them. Satan the devil. That's all. And once you, then you sleep good, if you understand, you'll know who's going to grab a hold to them. Because if they run to the law, you know Yahuwah got a hold to them. But if they run from the law, then you just watch and see. That's what Satan got my child. Satan got my child. So my child come running and try to get him some law. My child is running from the law. So you got to just leave it like this. But Satan got my child. That's it. Satan got my child. The only thing get Satan off his child, they got to run to the law. If they don't run to the law, you got to just call it the way it is. Satan got my child. And just, hey, not understanding the word of Yahuwah. Satan got my child. Not to the law. That's why you got to say word up. It ain't about throwing a bunch of scriptures on there. Understand Satan and get your child. He get your mama. You get your auntie. You get your cousin. You know? And you know what this child do? Pull you away from the law. And that's when you know Satan got a hold to him. He's a my. This person real close to me. Yeah, no. That's how Satan works. Read a little bit more.
Book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse 39 reads, and Satan was terrified at the voice of Abraham, and he spake away, and he went away from them, and the place again became dry land as it was at first.
Wait a minute. Hold that part. Why was Satan so terrified, mother? We got to get a precept. Hey, mother. Let's find out. Let's find out why you're so terrified, mother. We're going to find out. We're going to find out what the Bible's saying. What makes Satan get so terrified? Go on to Luke chapter 10, mother. Let's find out. what made Satan get so terrified? Maybe we can find the answer by going and look at the book of Luke. Maybe we can find out something along the way of finding out something. Mother, let's see, what can we find out in the book of Luke that makes Satan get so terrified after he heard the voice of Abraham? Maybe we can find out. And right, we're going to Luke chapter 10, Mother, and we're going to look at verse 17. Let's see what we can read in Luke chapter 10, verse 17.
Okay. Book of Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the servant returned again with joy, saying, Yahweh, even the devils are subjected unto us through thy name.
Okay. He said the 70. It was 70 of them, Mother. It was 70 together. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Four letters. Even the devil is subject to thy name. Four letters. That's what he said, Mother. What made Satan break out running, according to Jasper? Now I'm going back and look at Jasper again with that understanding, Mother. See, Mother, the Bible got all answers. With that understanding, let's see what made Satan so terrified that we can read with that understanding. Now we're going to see what made Satan so terrified when he heard the boys, because you can raise your boys up all you want to in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Satan get to grinning, just getting good, because he know he want to give you that name. What's going to find out? Here it is, real mother. Now we're going right back, and Brother Micaiah is going to read again what Satan did in verse 38. Now we're going to pick out what happened. Verse 38.
The book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse number 38. The book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse 38 reads, and Satan was terrified of the voice of Abraham. I mean, verse 38. And Abraham rebuked him and said unto him, the Yahweh rebuke you, O Satan. Be gone from us, for we go by the laws of Yahweh.
So what was Satan afraid of and terrified? What can we just pick out up in there that made him, with that priest that we had? What made him terrified that we could read?
Oh, because Abraham rebuked him in the name of Yahweh.
That's right. So you see that, Mother? That's the game changer right there, Mother. Them four letters, Mother, is the game changer. I rebuke you in them four letters. That means I'm correcting you. And when they heard them four letters came out with a loud voice, even Satan was terrified. So the game changer is the four letters, Mother. When you hear out there moaning, groaning in the name of the Lord God Jesus Christ, that or Satan just lay back in the cloud and just relax. It's cute. They all mine. I'm the one getting them names out. Lord God Jesus Christ. They're my names. All them names point toward me. Yeah, all the names report, they point right toward me, Lord God Jesus Christ. But them four letters, Mother, Yahweh, I rebuke you in the name of Yahweh. Matter of fact, you heard the big dignitary hollering that name, didn't you? Yahweh. Where do you think you got it from? Huh? Yahweh. They know that's that name, Yahweh. That's it. That name will just make your eyes open up, Yahweh. See, that's why we always put our Yahweh first. Now, all right, that's good enough. See, I get happy by hearing the name Yahweh. That's them four letters. Now, what does it say next? What does it say next?
Going back to the book of Jasher, chapter 23, We're going to pick it back up at verse 39. 39 read. And Satan was terrified at the voice of Abraham. He went away from them. And the place again became dry land as it was at first. Verse 4.
Well, read, hold that point. Hey, Mother Eve, the reason why he went away in 27 verse 3, the book of Adam and Eve, is the reason why he went away first, Mother. Is the reason why he left, Mother. It's written all the way in the beginning of the first book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3. Hey, Mother, it's already written why he had to get his coat back and step it out of there, Mother. Can you help me out in 27 verse 3 of Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve? Can you get a little single precept on 27 verse 3, Mother?
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27 verse 3. He then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave, because he could not enter into it by reason of the prayer. And he said, and he shed light.
Light.
He shed light into the cave until
that's
the
good,
cave.
That's good, Mother. Satan can't come in. See, when you got your prayer hour going, you got your prayer going, Satan can't come in, Mother. When you got your prayer hour going, you're doing some Yahuwah, Satan know he can't come in. He have to wait. See, that's the reason. See, that name, Mother. See, when Satan can't come in, when you're praying, you praying the right name, oh, Satan get caught up. Oh, I got to wait. Can't barge in now. Nope. The name is on the table. Yahuwah. I got to bag up. See, that's what's going on right here, Mother. Hey, all Abraham saying, the name of Yahuwah, go on about your business, Satan. Go on about your business, Satan, in the name of them folks. Satan, he had bag away. He bagged away. Done his Michael Jackson moonwalk, Mother. And them folks. That was going on here. What happened next there, young lion? In verse 41.
Okay, going back over to the book of Jasher, chapter 23, and we're picking it up at verse number 40, verse 40. And Abraham went with Isaac towards the place that Yahuwah had told him. Verse 41. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance, which Yahuwah had told him of.
Stop it there. Now, how do Yahuwah work with his servants? How do he work with his servants? According to the truth of them. So how do he work? See, that's the point we're trying to tell you. And like we tell you about that power, the hour of power, it ain't about you rehearsing on what you own. No, it's about edifying the body to make sure we all is ready to roll. Okay? So now we just found out that what Abraham said, again, that young lion, Yahuwah, Abraham said what he was following, what Yahuwah had told him. That's what he was following. He was following what Yahuwah had told him. So he wasn't out that crap. He wasn't beating in the air. No. He wasn't beating in the air there, Mother. So sometimes you get the problem with somebody telling you something. You like y'all pay old seal, don't never mind. Continue. Be like that. Pay it, don't never mind. Keep it up. Caution. Now we're going to 1 Samuel there, Mother, and show you that this is how it works, period. So when the old seer tell you something, he don't tell you what he give me to tell you. It's up to you to take heed when it's told to you. Now, Mother, we're going in 1 Samuel, and we're going to see, do this process continue on that we can read? We're going to 1 Samuel, Mother, and we're going to look at the 9th chapter. And we're going to look at verse number 9:15, and we'll skip down to verse 17. Let's see what we can get out of 1 Samuel 9:15-17. What does it say there, Mother E?
1 Samuel 9:15-17. Verse 15. Now the Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, verse 17, and when Samuel saw Saul, the Yahweh said unto him, behold, the man whom I seek to be of, this same shall reign over my people.
So you see that, Mother? So the one that Yahweh have chosen to do this business, they not shooting the dog, Mother. No. Keep telling you, they ain't shooting the dog. They telling you some things, but it's those that got it here. You know, you continue to don't pay Yahweh's service no never mind. When he tell you what the man is saying and tying his thing in, what he's saying, and let you know what to watch for. And I mean, it might be your grandbaby. The devil can give you your grandbaby. You got to recognize that's the devil in that baby. You know, you got to recognize these things from the pages of the book. You know, stop and letting your feelings get in the way of what this book is saying, because this book is the key on what we got to get to. Because you want Yahweh to intervene. He ain't intervening until you're in order. That's why it's very seriously that our power to rehearse the righteous act to make sure we all on the same page. Give me that verse, hey, Mother. Give me Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. So we got to make sure, hey, Mother, we got to make sure that when we monitor these things, we got to make sure what you on. I ain't hear none of that last week. What you on? I ain't heard none of that last week. You must be on your own thing. No, it ain't about your own thing. I want to hear about something that we heard from our seer that we can read. Because we got to edify this body. Because we got to get prepared. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Bring it.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Yahweh's song, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any boldness and mercy, verse 2, fulfill you my joy, that you be like mine, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Yeah, Mother. So, hey, Mother E, it's joy when you what, according to verse 2? What is the joy, Mother, according to verse 2? What do the joy kicks in, according to verse 2?
When you be like mine, having the same love, being of one, according to one mind.
Excellent. That's what we're looking for, Mother. We look for a bunch of crowd that's everywhere, unless some people got one accord and one mind. Love kicks in when, see, the love of God kick in when you're on one mind, one accord. We ain't all over the place. We all know what our purpose is, and we know we got to free our people from this mindset they're in and get them out of this thing. So we got to make sure we rehearsing our righteous act. Because when something jump off, we're taking care of Yahweh's business. But we got to rehearse the righteous act, Mother. And the righteous act is what you on. I ain't hear none of that last week. But you know, I ain't hear none of that. That ain't. I think you and your own feelings or something. But I ain't heard none of that. And I know I was all in. I took big time note. That's Mother Z talking. I ain't hear none of that coming out your out of what coming out your mouth. I ain't hear none of that. That was going on, Mother. See, we got to be about our Father's business. I'm telling you, time is coming short, and we got to get on down the road and get our James 5:20. So we got to make sure we clear on what we bring to the table on that hour of power, on that other station from 8 o'clock to that hour's up. Can we give us 1 hour up and make sure we all on one page on guess how many years went past and some more things. Is we on it together? Oh no, I missed that. Okay, let me bring you up there. Let me bring you up there. Because if you got to be up with this thing, you know, we want Yahweh to intervene. He ain't intervening if you on your own thing. Now, back to the young line again. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going back over to the book of Jasher, chapter 23. We're picking it up at verse number 42 reads. And a pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven, and a cloud of honor, great on the mountain. And the greatness of Yahweh was seen in the cloud.
Wait a minute. What were Yahweh in?
In the cloud.
Again, what was Yahweh in?
Jasper.
He was in what? A cloud. Thank you, Mother Z. That's right. He was in the cloud. So he wasn't running around in no UFO, unidentified object or flying saucer. But you know they got a lot of. They got a lot of blind saucer watching, you know. A lot of big camps, they got blind saucer watching. I mean, why are you watching for blind saucer? Yahweh ain't gave you no record, no record he was in no blind saucer. We just read what he was in Abraham days. What was he in, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what was he in Abraham days?
In the cloud.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And that was reading.
That's what we're reading.
That was we're reading. See, you know, you got to see the mother. You got to make sure when they start talking about these old unidentified flying objects, wait a minute. Well, if you want to lie, you can get a lie, but that ain't what Yahweh was riding around with. He didn't roll like that. You get a precept, mother. Hey, Mother E, how about I get a precept on that? Let's go to Exodus 13, look at verse 21 and 22. And then we go on to the end of the world when John put his pen down here online in 1:5-8 of Revelation. And we're going to see we come up with. Now we're going to read his foundation, and we're going to read about his return. So now we got his foundation and return, and we don't still hear what y'all say. Y'all seeing on y'all phone. Brother told us a telephone. Look at my phone. What's on your phone, brother? See that right there? That's a spaceship. Yeah. Who you think in that spaceship? Captain, someone the most good one. No. If you're looking at a spaceship, you're looking at Satan the devil because he's a counterbalancer. All you watching Satan the devil from that one-eyed Satan. But Yahweh don't roll like that. This is how he rolled. Read how he rolled, Mother, the 13th chapter of Exodus, verse 21 and 22. Let's see how he rolled that we can read.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 and verse 22. Verse 21. And the Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them life, go by day and night. Verse 22. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
So, Mother, how did Yahweh operate in Moses' days? What was he working with in Moses' days?
He was in the cloud, in the pillar of cloud by day, and in the pillar of cloud by night.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mother, have you ever looked up in the air? Have you seen anything besides a cloud? Have you seen anything different? You know, we know the airplanes fly around there. When you look out up in the air, what do you see? Have you ever seen anything that people be talking about? What do you see when you find, take you look up there and see? What do you see up there?
I don't see nothing but the clouds. I don't see them
apples
and all that stuff they be talking about.
See, they always say, well, you just missed it. Well, I'm always missing something, but what I can see, every time I look up there, I can see the clouds. I can see clouds doing all type of things up there, forming all type of directions. You never know when old Yahweh just laying back in one of them. You never know. That's how they roll. Now we're going to the end of the world. And we're looking at the end of the world when John put his pen down in 96 A.D. And let's see what he says that we can read. Matter of fact, read the precept there, young line in Acts chapter 1. Because Peter asked a question. Peter asked a question in 1 verse 6. So Peter asked him a question, young line. He asked Yahweh a question. That's a good thing. You know, Peter was the man of the hour. So he had the opportunity to ask Yahweh a question. And what did he say in 1 verse 6 that we can read?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Acts, chapter 1, reading verse number 6.
Acts verse number 1, six. Verse 6. What do you say that we can read there, young man? That we can read?
Acts
1, 6.
Acts chapter 1, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, when they, therefore, were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahweh, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
You see that? You think you see what they want to know? See, that's the kind of talk we're talking about. He said, Yahweh, hold out a man. And see, because, you know, we heard the big dignitaries come up with all them other names. No, that ain't what the eyewitness called them. The eyewitness called them four of us. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
See, we know when you're talking good when you ain't talking right. See, we know. Because we know the eyewitness only called them by four letters. And know what we can read? None of them call him by no the name that y'all come up with. We know the eyewitness of the Bible that walked there when he was walking. When they addressed him, they addressed him by the four letters.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a game changer. Four letters. That's how they address him. So, you know, a lot of them holler about the son name of this and the father name of that. But when the son came down in the body, he came in the father's name. And that's how they addressed him. See? That we can read. They asked the question. Four letter name. Can you do something? You'll do something for us now? For Israel now? And that's what he says. It's just going to make a little meal out of it. We'll keep on down to verse number 7, down to verse number 10. We might make a little meal out of it. Sound pretty good to me. Pick up verse 7. A question was asked. See, it's nothing wrong with a question asked every now and then. But you know what's good? When you mess up and get answers. See, really, we come, that's why they don't tell you all the time. Don't call it ready to teach. You know, call and ask some questions. You know, we enjoy what you trying to do, but you're wasting your time. You're not going to get no response. And you call him trying to teach us because we already know that his name is the four letters. You ain't bringing no revelation to us. You gonna listen to the broadcast long enough and you see that's all we gonna talk about is the four letter name. So now, verse 7, let's read a little bit. Listen to this. Hey, Mother Z, listen to this in verse 7 down to verse number 11.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 1, picking up at verse 7 down to verse number 11. Verse 7 reads, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the righteous spirit is come upon you. Well, that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me both in Yadah Judah and in all Yadah Judah and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse 11. Which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Yahweh the Son, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven.
Mm-hmm. What came and pulled out the royal blue carpet? Yeah, you know, the royal blue carpet, according to verse 9. Let's talk about that. Mother Z, look into real carefully now. Now, it's a royalty get ready to happen. You know, when they lay out the royal blue carpet. Let's watch some of this royal blue carpet in verse number 9. Watch this royal blue carpet come. Come on.
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, 9, read, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Yeah, Mosey, a cloud came. Cloud came while he was in there talking, put all 10 toes down. Here come a cloud, a royal blue cloud came down and just got so close to him, all he done was just, you know, that commercial called Calgon, Take Me Away. His cloud just came directly up on him. And soon as he just fell back in that cloud. See, that's how he rolled, no? See, man, that's how he used the elements that we can see. The clouds. Sometimes you look up there, you see these clouds, they look so royal blue. I mean, that blue just be all, look at that old blue. That might be old Yahweh land up in that old, you know? That's how he rolled, no? In the clouds. So this is when they put this, all this new sighting of somebody's spaceship done this. So what? That's say if you want to lose it, Satan give you that. But see, Yahweh don't roll like that. He rolls in the cloud. The cloud came and received him. And he said the same Yahweh. Now I got to pull a priest up out of that. You know, that's why we own 3 hours. Because the Bible tells so much, and we have so much to talk about on that hour power is get everybody on one accord. So we got to make sure we monitor that to make sure we own what we heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Daniel, because it ain't about us edifying ourselves. We got to edify others and make sure we prepare for this thing. I'm telling you, we got to get prepared. Now, in the book of Daniel, there, young line, we want to run to the book of Daniel, and we want to peep at something in the book of Daniel. Now we see that a cloud, a royal blue cloud came and changed him. And all he had to do was just, you know, grab back, just fall back in that cloud. That's how it is. So he was looking good. So now we can read a little bit more about that cloud by going to the 7th chapter. And let's see where was he going. We're going to find where he was going there, Mother. Hey, Mother, see? We're going to find, we're about the young lion going to tell us a little bit more. As a matter of fact, Mother Z, Mother E, have me the 14th chapter of Zechariah and be patting that waiting on me. Let's see what happened in Daniel chapter 7, verse number 9. Let's read a little bit. Let's make a little meal out of this. Remember what we just got to read. We reading about Peter asked a question, and he says, not for you to know. And after he got through giving them great instructions to Peter, cloud came. He just fell back and said, cloud gone, take me away. And the cloud disappeared out of his sight. But now, we know now we want to find out what happened next. All we got to do is precept our Bible. And all we want to be able to do it is us there, Mother D up Israel. And Mother E, Mother Z, young lions, elders. This is our job to do, to precept. We're going into the book of Daniel 7, verse 9. We read a little bit. What does it say that we can read? Daniel 7, particular verse 9, we read a little bit. And let me just say one thing. It's quiet out there. Look at, you know what they're doing? The whole 700,000 plus, they eating good. Now look at, quiet out there. Little what said WCC, dear, we might cut you off. Stop gloating. Okay. Well, one thing about it, we know they cry. They eat. Hey, Mother Z, they eating good right now. They hearing something. We're going to the 7th chapter, and we'll pick up verse 9. Listen to this. We'll read a little bit till we get on down to verse number 13. Watch this. Watch this, Mother. Come on.
Okay. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, picking up at verse 9 down to 13. Verse 9 reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garments were white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him.
Hold that point, young lion. I can't get away. They don't say some things here that me and Mother got to investigate that verse 9. He says, and his hair of his head was like pure wool. He had woolly hair. But we're going to look at something else. And his throne was like a fiery flame. And his wheels, that means his feet, body, was like a burning fire. Now, Mother. Mother, let's investigate that, Mother. Let's see, can we precept that? What is he saying here? What is he saying when we go to Deuteronomy, Mother? We're going to, remember, it's a whole lot we can be saying, Mother. So you got to make sure that is we rolling. We got to get busy with this thing here, no doubt about it. Yep, we got to get busy with this. What it says that we can read, Mother, when you precept the Bible in the 4th chapter, verse 24. What do Deuteronomy chapter? Chapter 4, verse 24. What is this talking about, Mother?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 24, read. For the Yahweh, your Yahweh, is a consuming fire, even a jealous Yahweh.
What is that Yahweh, your mother?
A consuming fire.
That's what he is, a consuming fire. You ever seen a drum out there, and all in that drum is just fire up in the drum. You try to put your string on top of it and cook a little meat. Come out of drum. Tell Yahweh here. Yahweh is consuming fire, mother. See, that's what he's trying to get to. So Yahweh ain't busy nobody in that perspective, because if he is busy you and his threat by being a consuming fire, and you ain't nothing but a piece of meat, almond flesh, he'll burn you up. So all that personal sitting around talking with him, you know, I don't know nobody can sit around a little barbecue grill with the fire get moving around. It make you jump out the way. Now this guy is a consuming fire. So I've been trying to preach he got busy about his consuming fire. He'll tell you all the time. He was just sitting back mind his business and consuming, and this man just came up on him. The Lord Jesus Christ just came up on him. All that consuming fire came upon you, and you didn't make no even a turtle run where you put a little fire to his tail. Yeah. So it don't work like that, mother. See, it don't work like that. The fairy tales is over. Now I need a precept there, young lion, in the book of Hebrews. Can you also see up? I need a precept on that, because now, just as a soul, Paul, you know, he was raised from the womb. Paul was raised from the womb. Do we know or not? He's raised from the womb. So all Paul did was reach way back there and grab that scripture and explain to those of the kingdom in the 12th chapter, verse 29, the same thing you just got to read. See, the Bible, mother, is all about pulling scripture. If he don't give it to you, that means you ain't got it. That's all. If you're not pulling those scriptures, that means you don't have it. See, you clear about it. You can watch the best of them. If they ain't pulling scriptures, mother, and tying a picture up, then they don't have it. And you got to note that. It's all about pulling scriptures. Let the Bible tell the story. Now, Paul was raised from the womb according to Galatians 1:16. We read already what Yahweh was in 4:24, a consuming fire, right? Now, Paul was invited to a great big southern kingdom temple called the Temple of Yahweh. That's Solomon's place. Temple of Yahweh. And then let's see what he says in 12:29. What does he say that we can read?
We're going over to the book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 12. We'll pick it up at verse 29. Read. For our Yahweh is a consuming fire.
You see that, mother? Our Yahweh is a consuming fire. So you know, I'm in a preacher you heard that I'm came about one afternoon, then the Lord God Jesus Christ visited them. A consuming fire can't visit you in your wood house? With your carpet? Huh? With your meat? And you ain't got no burn marks on you? Shoot. If you come visit you, you gotta have that spiritual body or some burn marks can be on you. And everything around. We can go on and on even with Enoch cave. Enoch beside the man. God dog. This man sitting like he's laying in some fire. I'm looking at him laying in some fire. Talking to him out of, you remember how I talked to Moses? How did he talk to Moses? Oh, mother, he? Huh? Kept on CL. In third chapter. How did he talk to Moses? He don't change how he operate, Moses. See, we got to watch these folks, Moses. And we got to rehearse these right back. He don't change how he operate. How he talk to Moses, Moses, that we can read in Exodus chapter 3. Can you up those feet up? on how he talked to Moses. We're going 3:1. Let's read down how he talked to Moses. Take it down to 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Exodus chapter 3.
1, 2, 3. Yes, ma'am.
Look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 1-4. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mount of Yahweh, even to Horeb. And the anger of the Yahweh appeared unto him in the flame of fire.
No, he wasn't angry, Moses. No, he's coming to Moses. He ain't angry at all now. He kind of ran back a little bit now, Moses. So when he come at these old deacons and preachers and pastors, that guy gonna come with them. No, he got a message now. So what's going on there, Mo? Take your time and knock it out the park. Come on.
Okay. And the minister spirit of Yahweh appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great fire, why this bush is not burning. Verse 4, and when the Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Yahweh called unto him out of the midst of the fire, out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I.
What was he, Moses?
Say that again.
What was Yahweh in?
In the bush.
What kind of bush?
A fire.
That's right. That's right, because that's what he is. He's a consuming fire, Mother. He's a consuming fire. So he showed up in a, as a bush that's burning up, and he was sitting there just ran back. He's waiting on Moses to get Moses' attention. He waiting on Moses to hear him out. Then said, Moses. He was talking to Moses out of a, Moses, man, I got to go see this thing. This thing's burning. Well, that's in the movie. This thing's moving. This thing ain't consumed, you know. So the bottom line is, you see, so Yahweh, he shows his power, Mother. Now, do you know anybody, Mother, can talk without yelling in a flame of fire? I mean, they sitting in the middle of, do you know anybody can talk out of a fire?
No.
They can hear him yelling out of the fire can't for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a meat, even meat make a sound in fire, don't it?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Even meat make a sound in fire, and that's all we eat, meat and bones. So if I get make up, I'm not going to be able to talk calmly. No. You're gonna be talking plainly once some fire gets on your tail, dude. You're gonna be talking pretty loud trying to get that fire. And if they tell you jump, you jump. You don't care who harm you, ball that in. You won't jump. If they jump, you just jump out of that burning thing, hoping some down there better than what they in the room with you, huh? Better than what's in the room with you. You jump, don't you? They said, look here. Jump. Shoot. You jump. Yahweh is a consuming fire. Mm-hmm. Now, I got to pull a rabbit out the hat, mother. Young Lion, I need to pull a rabbit out the hat behind that because Samson, you know, he was, Samson was on something. And Samson's daddy named Manoah, they was on something, and his wife came to him a couple of times and told him some things. And, you know, I just want to see what happened when Samson's mother came to her husband, Manoah, and she started talking that talk on what she had seen. And but what I'm going to get is that when Manoah got there, he got excited. He got very excited, that young lion. Can you help them figure out about when Manoah, Samson's daddy, he got excited? And when he got excited after what his wife had him said, and can you help those see out? So it's plenty. It's plenty to talk about. It's plenty to talk about, ain't it? In that 1 hour, it's plenty to talk about. Ain't it, Mother Z? Ain't it plenty to talk about that we can bring?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we got plenty to talk about. So, but we want to go and look at a point that when Samson's wife came run to her husband, Manoah, and she said something to him, and then, you know, he kind of had a little problem with it, but all of a sudden things got in his favor. There's something he was going to do, but we want to find out what happened on this good stuff. So now, thank you there, Mother Z. We're going to Judges chapter 13. Young Lion, we're in Judges chapter 13, and we just want to pick up on this story. So that's why I say a lot of people got to stop kidding, and we got to be the ministry, stop them all kidding with all this business they're getting, all these personal conversation they got. And see, now what'll happen, Mother Z, the big station got so mad at him, and they said, you know, Sierra, you know, we so mad at you right now, we got to mute somebody. We going to mute the young lion. He through talking for the night. See that? See how they roll, mothers? They got an M-U-T-E on the young lion. They say he's through talking for the night. We don't like the way this is going. So we got our elder land back and riding shotgun, so we're going to bring our elder in, help assist in a nice broadcast, you know. But that's how they roll, mother. That's how they roll. That's what we keep saying, you know, what we got to do. See, we got to be about our father's business because it's plain. Matter of fact, let me pull the elder in and let him, see, can you give me a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Hey, elder, Mr. Tibbs, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, can you help those see out a little bit in 2, verse 9? Elder Mr. Tibbs, can you help those see out in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9? Huh, Elder? See, you being sarcastic, we going to nuke him too. Oh, yeah? Well, Mother Z, you got to do a little bit more than just be in a commentary now. We got to call you and do a little bit more. So, now, Mother Z, in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Can you help those see out in 2, verse 9?
Get in there, see ya. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9.
Yeah, 2, verse 9. What does it say that we can read? 2, verse 9.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the mind of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him.
Mm. You hear that, mother? So, mother, it's nothing on TV. It's nothing we ain't even heard. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not even heard on what Yahweh have prepared for them that love him. And that nice, Moses, is that nice?
Yes.
That's nice. So he got something prepared for us. We got no, our wildest imagination can't even tell us in our mind what he got prepared for us if we love him. But mother, he left a condition, Mother Z. In 14:15 of St. John, he left us a little tidbit. In 14, verse 15. Can you help those see out in St. John, chapter 14, verse 15, 21 and 24? Hey, Mother Z, can you help those see out in 1 Corinthians 14, 15, skip down 21 and 24? Yeah, what that say?
St. John, chapter 14, verse 15. Could you repeat the
21.
Verses?
And 24.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 15, 21 and 24. Verse 15. If ye love me, keep my current instruction, keep my commandments. Verse 21. He that has my... He that hateth my Torah instructions and keepeth them, he is it that love me, and he that love me shall be loved of the Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 24. Verse 24, he that love me not keepeth not my saying, and the word which he hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Yeah, mother. So mother, the one that said they love him, but they're not keeping his law. According to him, he said, no, you don't love me. But you love me, you keep my law. First by a book. No. He said, the one that loves me is just gonna do it. That's simple as that, mother. That the one that loves me, and now in fact we gotta get a precept on that, mother Z. We're going to the 20th chapter, verse 10 through 12. And 19 and 20 of the book of Exodus, Mother Z. We're going to Exodus chapter 20, verse 10 down to verse 12, and 19 and verse 20. Then we'll get back to Mother E. So we have to do a little sidebar for a minute and make a see. So we see the wickedness is going great. The wickedness, they're doing their thing great. And that's why we got to do our good stuff greater. So in Exodus chapter 20, we're going to look at verse 10 down to verse 12 and 19 and 20. Take your time. The world is listening. Come on.
12, 19 to 21.
We're going to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10 down to verse 12, then skip down to 19 and 20.
Exodus?
Yeah, make it Ezekiel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you, Mo. Make it Ezekiel. Thank you. Ezekiel.
Ezekiel chapter 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10 down to 12, skip down 19 to 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10. Wherefore I called them to go forth out of the land of Egypt in bondage and bought them into the wilderness. Verse 11, and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Verse 12, moreover also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctified them. Verse 19. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall... And that shall be a sign between me and you, that he might know that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mosey, what is the sign that Yahweh put on his people, or those the peoples of Yahweh? What sign did he put that we can read?
The Sabbath day. The seventh day.
That's the sign, Mama. So we clear who love him because he gave us a sign. He's the one that's all right with me and I'm all right with them. They got to do something. Keep the Sabbath day. That's the sign between me and you. All that lip talking and I'm going to do all right, Mom, Granddaddy, Auntie, I'm going to do all right. No, you ain't doing all right until you keep the sign. You got to keep the sign, baby. The sign that the Almighty is with you is keeping the Sabbath day. That's the only one he's going to recognize. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, those that are keeping Sunday and all them other work days, you're wasting your time. Man don't know you. His sign is the Sabbath day. Sundown on Friday, sundown on Saturday. That's his sign. That's something that you got to show him. Look, baby, read the sign. You got a book over there? Yeah, well, read the sign. The sign is you got to do this. This is a sign between you and him. He don't recognize you no other way unless you're keeping the Sabbath day. So if you're not keeping it, you just ain't got nothing coming. You got to keep the Sabbath day. That's the sign between you and him. If you ain't keeping the Sabbath day, you ain't got nothing coming. And another thing he said, Mother E, about the Sabbath day and in the 15th chapter, verse 37 down to verse 40 of Numbers. You got to keep the Sabbath day. And also, Mother E, in the 15th chapter, 37 down to verse 40 of Numbers. What do you say, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what that say?
Numbers chapter 15.
Yep, verse 37 down to verse 40. Yeah, 37 down to verse 40. Numbers 15. So we know we got to keep the Sabbath day. We know he's consuming fire. He said, my sign is you keeping the Sabbath day. So if you ain't keeping the Sabbath day, you don't have my sign. And this is what he says in in Numbers chapter 15, 37 down to verse 40. What did he say that we can read there, Mother E?
The book of Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 40. Verse 37. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all the commandments and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
So, Mother E, you're not righteous to Yahweh unless you're doing what, Mother?
Keeping the commandments.
For who?
Yahweh. Keeping the commandments of Yahweh, the first five books of Moses.
Excellent. So you see what you tell the grandbabies? No, well, grandmama, I'm good. No, you're not good yet, baby. No. No, you're not good. I am good. I get good grades in school. Okay, but you're not good unless you doing what, Mother?
He's in the first five books of Moses, the commandments.
See, somebody got to tell it, and Mother, somebody got to tell it. Somebody got to tell the story of the Bible saying. Now, precept that to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. Now, go and get a precept out of that. We're going to Matthew 19, 16 and 17. Now, what we're doing, Mother, we're painting the picture. Because we want them to be clear to know they on borrowed time. They keep on making all these excuses and knowing we don't know what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. But one thing we do know, you're going to be in a world of trouble unless you do what the man tell you to do. It's no protection unless you do what the man tell you to do. You're supposed to have on your fringes. And them fringes. Hey, how much did you read out of that 15 chapter? Let's give a little bit more. Let's give a little more before we go to that 19. I need to give a little bit more. You read Numbers. I know you put a mark in already because we didn't get down all the way down to 40. I know I broke him in on you. And you read about 37, maybe 38. So let's get a little bit more out of that, Mother. We have Mother Z to look at that Matthew's chapter 19, verse 16 and 17 after you finish up around about 38, 39 and verse 40 of Numbers 15. What did it say there, Mother E?
So you want me to go back to 39? Okay,
39 and 40. What do 39 and 40 say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 30, the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 39 and verse 40. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all the commandments and be righteous unto Yahweh, unto your Yahweh.
How you gonna be righteous according to verse 37? What make you righteous, Mother, according to verse 37? Let's read that again, and then you expound on what make you righteous. Verse 37.
Verse 37. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation. So they got to have those fringes in the border of their garments.
For how long?
Forever.
According to that verse, how long?
Throughout your generation. Oh, it says throughout your generation.
Excellent, Mother E. Excellent, Mother Z in the background. Excellent. That's right. So now you see, we can watch you. See, we can watch everybody, Mother, from page of the book. We know how far you're going to go. We're going to see if you're about the Bible, because if you're about the Bible, you're going to line up with the Bible. If you're about the Bible, you're going to line up with the Bible. He said, have fringes off throughout your generation. That means when you leave out, you got fringes on. That's simple as that. This ain't no cameo. You do what the man say. You want the man to test you, do what the man tell you to do. That's all. We watch them, Mother. We got to watch them all from the pages of the book. Now, Mother Z, in that Matthews chapter 19, verse 16 and 17, can you help those see out there, Mother? What that say, Mother Z? In the 19th chapter, verse 16 and 17 of Matthew, what does it say?
Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16, and behold, one came and said unto him, yep, good master. Sorry. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I might have eternal life? Verse 17, and he said unto him, why call thus me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh, the Father. But if thou would enter into life, keep the Torah instructions. First five books of Moses.
Stop playing that, Mother. Hey, Moses, how plain is that?
It's plain. It couldn't be no plainer.
Simple as that. So if you want to get off into life, you got to do what again, Mother? What you got to do, Mother?
Keep his Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mother E, look what the wise man said in the book of Luke. Hey, Mother E, the wise man said in the 10th chapter, let's watch the big digging terrorists. They always want to get a little shot in verse 25 and 26. But let's see how he responded to him, Mother. Hey, Mother E, we're going to see how he responded to him in Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and 26. Let's see how he responded to them when he talked that good talk. We're going to Luke chapter 10, 25 and 26. What says that, Mother E?
The book of Luke chapter 10, verse 25. In verse 26, verse 25, it is easier for a camel to go.
Hold on. Look at it real carefully. Look at that Luke chapter 10, real carefully. Look at verse 25 and 26. Look at it real carefully, there, Mother.
Okay, let me get to Luke, because I'm in Mark. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and verse 26. Verse 25, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Verse 26, he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou?
So you see the same old. Now his big dignitary stood up and said, what must I do to have eternal life? He said, what do the Bible tell you to do? And the only Bible they had was Malachi back to Genesis. What do the Bible tell you to do? That's how it would get you in eternal life. So what gets you in eternal life, mother, is Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8. So if you ain't got no Leviticus 24 and 28, you're not getting off in eternal life unless you're getting off into it in the Bible. 24, verse 1 and 8. He said, good master, what can I do to have eternal life, good master? That's what he called him, good master. He said, what is written there, Mr. Man? And what is written in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8 of Leviticus? What's written, mother?
24, 1 and 8?
Yes, ma'am. Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8. What's written?
Okay. The book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verses 1 and verse 8. Leviticus 24, verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Yahweh continues, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Yeah, mother. That's how you get off in the eternal life. You can't cameo this right here. You springboard your life from the Sabbath day. You concentrate on that Friday evening, Saturday evening. Then anything that got to be had and all that can wait until after Friday evening, Saturday evening is over with. It get dark real quick now. So you got plenty of time to come get grandma and get granddaddy. You get plenty of time. Just come on by and come on by, be back as soon as sun down and where you want to take where you say you want to take me to? Okay. If it sounds Torah instruction-wise, come on by and pick me up. See, we got to be about Yahweh's business. And that's what it was said in the book of Luke chapter 2, mother. Hey, Marie, it made a profound statement in Luke chapter 2 what we got to be about, mother. See, we got to be about Luke 2:49, mother. See, we got to have some Luke 2:49 in us. What did it say there, mother? Luke, hey, Mother Z, you picked it up. Mother Z, give me that, Daniel 24:15. Hey, Mother Z, pick this up in 2:49. We're going to Luke 2:49, what that say?
Luke chapter 2, verse 49.
Okay, just a second. That was Daniel 24:14.
Yeah, Daniel. Matthew, make it Matthew 24:14. 24:15. Matthew 24:15. Let's read that again because we could take a little peep at this right now.
Luke chapter 2, verse 49.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 2. Okay.
Well, you might make it sound good. Pick the verse 40. Hey, Mother Z, you might make it sound good. Pick the verse 48 and 49. Go on, make it sound good.
Luke chapter 2, verses 48 and 49. Verse 48. And when they saw him, they was amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why has thus mother
thou
said, said unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And his mother said unto him, son, why has thus dealt with us? Behold, thou your father and I have sought you sovereign, verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Not that I might be about my father's business.
He said, I must be by my Father's business. He said, what y'all looking for me for? He said, what are y'all looking for me? Don't you know I got to be by my Father's business?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all looking for me? Y'all come back and talk, y'all. We came back, you, that mama and that father. He said, wait a minute. Let me tell you something, Joseph and Mary. Y'all on the plan of road. I got to be by my Father's business. See that? I let you know that he was clear that he came from up and away. He was sent down here. He said, I got to be by my Father's business. And that what he said, Mother Z?
Yes.
And that's what we got to be about. We got to be about our Father's business. See? We got to be about this. Our Father's business. Let's run off. Hey, Mother. Now let's go to that Matthew 24:15. Now let's take a little peek at this real quick. 24:15, what it say?
Chapter 24:15.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 15. When he therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, speaking of by Daniel the seer, standing in the righteous place, whoso readeth, let him understand.
So he said you're supposed to read. See, he ain't telling you something that's going to come outside of the right side of the book. He said, you're supposed to go back and read it. And you got to read this in this Bible. He said, whoever read it, read it about the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. He said, whosoever read it, let him understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to read about the abomination of desolation. Let's go read about it. He said, it was spoken of by Daniel. That's what he say, Mother. He said, Daniel talked about this abomination of desolation. Now, what did he talk about it at? Let's run to the 11th chapter, Mother. Let's find out what he talked about this abomination of desolation. So he tells you got to read something. Not no man coming outside of the book. What they teach about some poke and come and sit over there in the temple. Man, it ain't got nothing to do with no. Well, I'm not going to telegraph the punch. But they lying everywhere, Mother Z. We going to read about what was spoken by Daniel. You know, just like he told about how many years you're going to be in Egypt. At the very same day. So he's telling everybody if you want to know about the abomination of desolation, you got to go back and read Daniel. Let's go back and read Daniel a little bit. Let's see what Daniel got going on in the 11th chapter, Mother. Let's see what Daniel got going on that needs to go back and read. We're going to 11, and we're going to pick by verse number. Let's pick up at verse 31. Now, see what we're going to do? We're going to obey. That's what we're going to do, Mother. We're going to obey. They said, go back and read what Daniel had to say. Okay. Let's go see what Daniel got to say. Going to Daniel chapter 8, verse 31. I mean 11. We're going to Daniel chapter 11:31. Let's see what Daniel's talking about, Mother.
The book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, an army shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate.
Oh, so Daniel is talking about something, Mother. He's prophesizing about something. Daniel was talking around about 538 B.C. when Daniel was talking about this thing. This...
Uh-huh.
Now we go and see when do this got anything to do with some poke over there in Rome coming to that 36 acres of granite stones. Now they say, and an arms shall stand up on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength and to take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination of desolation. That's what he said they're going to do, Mother. That's what he said that's going on. Now, we're going to investigate a little bit of that. Yeah. Let's run to Daniel chapter 8, Mother. And we're going to look at a couple of verses. Matter of fact, Mother Z, give me 1, 2, and 3. Then Mother E, pick it up at verse 4 down to verse number 13, 4 to 14. You know, we're going to get back on this tomorrow in a special edition called Thursday Evening. But let's look at this a little bit, Mother Z. We're looking at the 8th chapter 1, 2, 3. And Mother E gonna pick it up at 4 down to verse 14. Let's see what it says in 8, 1, 2, and 3. Hey, Mother Z, what it say in Daniel 8, 1, 2, and 3? What it say?
Daniel chapter 8, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. In the third year of the reign of King
Belshazzar. King Belshazzar. Yeah, what about it?
A vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first, verse 2. Mm-hmm. And I saw in the vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan.
Yeah.
In the place which is in the position of Prophecy of Ella, Elam.
Yeah, Elam. This is a Shem firstborn son. This is in the province of Elam, the firstborn son. Yeah.
And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai.
Good. Verse 3.
Verse 3, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns, and the two horns was high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last.
Okay, good. He's talking about the Medes and the Persians. See, the Medes and the Persians, Elam and Japhetic boys, was the Medes. So we said, but Elam, the last, came up higher. See, the Persian Empire came up higher than Elam, the Persian Empire. So that's the two horns. And what happened in verse 4 there, Mother E?
Daniel chapter 8, verse 4. And I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great.
Okay, good. Hold that point, Mother. So he said this. He was getting down and could no beast stand before him. Hey, Mother Z, what beast are you talking about? Is in Ecclesiastes 3:18. What beast is this that couldn't nobody stand in front of him? See, we don't want to think it's no kitty cats out there and no beast like a lion or somebody. What beast is he talking about? It could no beast stand before me, Ecclesiastes 3:18. What beast is talking about there, mother, that we can read in 3:18? Ecclesiastes, regular book. Yeah.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18. And I said in my mind concerning the E of the sons of man, that Yahweh might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
So when he said, can't no beast stand before him, you're talking about man there, Moses. This man got the whooping on tail. He said, couldn't no man stand against him. Can't no man, mother, stand against him. So this what we reading about is a man. And matter of fact, mother, we just going to play around with it a little bit, mother, and back up and find out what man he's talking about in the 7th chapter, verse 17. Daniel. We're in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 17. Let's talk about it there, mother. In verse 17 Daniel. And 23. Daniel 7, verse 17 and 23. Let's talk about it a little bit, mother. We'll get back on this tomorrow, and you know, whenever. We just wetting their beak up right now. We wetting their beak up in the 7th chapter, verse number 17 and 23. What does it say?
Daniel chapter 7, verse 17 and 23. Verse 17. Those great beasts which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth.
So them beasts, them kings, mother, they're talking about these are kings. So it wasn't no kingship can stand before this man. When he got the whooping heads, he talking about peoples in the high authorities. He was busting heads in grand style.
Verse 23. Then he said, the four beasts shall be the four kingdoms upon earth, which shall be divided.
Diverse
from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole world and the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break in pieces.
That's big talk right there, mother. Now you need to read that again. Now, hey, mother Z, you need to read that again, because mother Z, we're gonna find out a little bit more about that real quick. We're going to the 11th chapter, verse 40 of the second book of Ezra. We're going to find a little bit more about that. This is talking 300 years in advance. Read that verse again, there, mother.
Then he said, the four beasts shall be the four kingdoms upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break in pieces.
This fourth kingdom, Mother Z, it's gonna be different from all the rest of them. This right here is called that terrible beast. It's gonna do you some damage. It's gonna be different from all of them. So we know the fall is gone. It's the fourth kingdom. And now we're going to precept that. And Daniel was talking 200-some years in advance of Mother. In 11 verse 40, let's read a little bit, and we'll start bagging it down. We'll get back on this another time. You know, if they want to know more, they got to tune in more. That's all. We're going to 2 Ezra, chapter 11, verse 40. Let's see what that say that, Mother. Oh, yeah, 2 Ezra, 11, verse 40.
2 Ezra, chapter 11, verse 40.
Let's read a couple verses. Yeah, let's read a couple verses.
Both beasts and the wolf come and overcame all the beasts that were pegs and had power over the world with great fearfulness and over the whole compassion of the earth with much wicked oppression. And so long.
You hear that? He said this fourth kingdom going to run everything. And I wonder what kingdom that is today that run everything. I mean, with much oppression. I wonder what kingdom they talking about this. So you know it ain't going to go past this kingdom right here. So it ain't going to go past this kingdom right here. So we're going to look at, hold that point right there, Mother. Give me 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 9. And Mother Z, you can give us your closing statement behind that. We just leave it like it is. So now we see how far it's going to go. You see, that fourth kingdom is going to be a bad man. He's going to do everything. But look what it says in 2 Ezra, verse 6, verse 9, Mother.
Okay.
Mother Z. 6, verse 9.
6, verse 9. Okay. Let me get back here. 2 Ezra, chapter 6. Verse 9. 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 9, read. But Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that follows.
So who was the end of the world, Mother?
Esau and his five sons. Esau and his descendants.
That's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And who to follow, Mother? And after Esau world go down, which is that fourth kingdom, who got next rule? According to verse 9.
Jacob's descendants.
So you see that, Mother? The next ruler is us, Mother. So you see that? So you see how it's important to make sure we talk the right stuff? We know the fourth kingdom, that's a terrible beast. But that fourth kingdom is going down, Mother. And the next one going to rule, it won't be China. It will be the voices of the true Israelites. We the next, we got a next, Mother. All we got to do is do the right thing. We're going to stop it right there. Hey, Mother Z, what you got to say behind that? You go give us a closing statement, whatever you want to say. We'll close out. We'll get back on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So, Mother Z, what you got to say behind all that good talking we on read today? Take your time and come on.
I would just like to say I thank Yahweh for allowing me to be on the broadcast, and thank Yahweh for the broadcast. And I'm going to read in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, from the Proverbs, the fourth chapter, starting at verse 1. And it says in verse 1, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to know, understand. Verse 2, for I give you good doctrine, forsake it not, forsake ye not my Torah instruction, the law. Verse 3, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Verse 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thy mind retain my words, keep my Torah instruction and live. Mm-hmm. Verse 5, get wisdom